Good morning. My name is Michael McCusker. Part of today's program is a repeat of a couple of years ago. The two December holidays enlightened Americans should truly celebrate are December 10th and 15th. The former being the 77th birthday of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And today, December 18th, is the 234th anniversary Bill of Rights Day in Yankee Doodle, USA. While the American Bill of Rights are fundamental laws of the USA, the UN Declaration of Human Rights act more as aspirations for humanity in general, but not yet its reality. Yet among the most essential provisions of both documents are, all humans, and this is a quote, are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act toward one another in a spirit of solidarity, and that is UN Article 1. Everyone is entitled to all rights and freedoms without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political, or other opinion. Everyone is entitled to all rights and freedoms without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. UN Article 2. No law shall be made respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free expression thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition for a redress of grievance. And that's from the USA, the First Amendment to the Constitution. Everyone has the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. This right includes freedom to change religion or belief and freedom, either alone or in community with others, and to hold opinions without interference, and to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. And that was United Nations 18 and 19. No distinction shall be made on the basis of the political, jurisdictional, or international status to which a person belongs. And that is United Nations Article 2. Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of person. And that is UN Article 3. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search shall not be violated. And that's from the Fourth Amendment of the USA Constitution. No one shall be held in slavery or servitude. Slavery and the slave trade shall be prohibited in all their forms. And that's Article 4 of the United Nations. Everyone has the right to work, to free choice of employment, to just and favorable conditions of work, and to protection against unemployment. Everyone, without any discrimination, has the right to equal pay for equal work. And that is UN Article 23. Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against themselves. nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And that's the USA Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, to the Bill of Rights. No one shall be subjected to torture or to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. United Nations Article 5. Everyone has the right to recognition everywhere as a person before the law. UN Article 6. No law shall be passed granting to any citizen or class of citizens privileges or immunities which upon the same terms shall not equally belong to all citizens. And that is from the Oregon State Constitutional Bill of Rights. The most glaring omission of both the American Bill of Rights and the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights is the absence of a declaration of equal rights between women and men. The U.S. Bill of Rights neglects gender equality, and the closest the UN Human Rights Declaration gets is Article 16, in which both genders, quote, of full age, have a right to marry without any limitation due to race, nationality, or religion, and are entitled to equal rights as to marriage, during marriage, and its dissolution. This article ignores same-sex marriage, which is at least finally recognized in the USA in this new millennium, but is bitterly opposed by nearly the entire Republican political party. An equal rights amendment to the U.S. Constitution has failed at least twice and seems dead on arrival for a while yet, certainly with the current Supreme Court. The amendment reads in its entirety, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." If the ERA had been in place, the Supreme Court might not have been able to abolish abortion. One possibility to encourage the process of finally making the ERA a part of constitutional law is for women, who at least have the right to vote for a century, to vote all who oppose it out of political office and support only candidates who endorse it. In the words of Susan B. Anthony, there shall never be another season of silence until women have the same rights men have on this green earth. Eleanor Roosevelt, who chaired the United Nations Commission of Human Rights, said after the nearly unanimous vote by the UN General Assembly, "I always get a lift out of the fact that you can hear all the criticisms and still have faith that the majority of the people will be right. I think it is always a very encouraging thing, one that we in the Human Rights Commission must have tremendous faith in, because that is really the way that human rights will come to be a reality. Only as the people really come to believe in human rights and want to live for human rights." Eleanor Roosevelt died at age 78. She was born on October 11th, 1884. Okay, and now, an article by Edward Helmore. "Mark Kelly call for troops to disobey illegal orders is non-controversial." Senator Mark Kelly said it was non-controversial for him and other congressional Democrats to implore military personnel to disobey, quote, illegal orders, unquote, from the Trump administration, hitting back at accusations of serious allegations of misconduct, quote unquote, leveled against him by the Pentagon. I said something that was pretty simple and non-controversial, and that was that members of the military should follow the law, the Arizona Democrat senator, a former U.S. Navy officer and astronaut who flew on four separate space shuttle missions between 2001 and 2011, told MS Now in November. Kelly then alluded to how the president went on social media to say Kelly and the others had engaged in, quote, seditious behavior punishable by death, unquote, while also repulsing another user's post containing the phrase, hang them, quote unquote. And in response to that, Donald Trump said, I should be prosecuted, Kelly said to political talk show host Rachel Maddow. And he added, if this is meant to intimidate me and other members of Congress from doing our jobs and holding this administration accountable, it won't work. I've given too much to this country to be silenced by bullies who care more about their own power than protecting the Constitution. Kelly's remarks came after the Pentagon announced it was launching an investigation into the senator after Trump protested that Kelly and the other five Democratic lawmakers, quote, should be in jail right now, unquote, for releasing a video advising service members that threats to our Constitution, quote unquote, are coming from, quote, from right here at home, unquote. The video also said military members can refuse illegal orders, quote, unquote. Fox News reported that the FBI had contacted U.S. Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. to schedule interviews with the six Democrats in question. The Pentagon warned that it could recall Kelly to active duty to be court-martialed and cited a federal law that bans military retirees against interfering, quote, with the loyalty, morale, or good order and discipline of the armed forces, unquote. In a statement of his own, the U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth argued that the video at the center of the controversy was despicable, reckless, and unwise. Encouraging our warriors to ignore the orders of their commanders undermines every aspect of good order and discipline, Hegseth said. Trump weighed in with his own point of view, calling the senator's statement seditious behavior at the highest level. And for an example, their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore, punishable by death. Active military members in the U.S., whose oath is to the Constitution rather than the president, can face execution for the crime of sedition. Civilians, meanwhile, can be fined and imprisoned for up to 20 years if found to have engaged in seditious conspiracy. Meanwhile, the U.S. Manual for Courts Martial states that military requirements to obey orders do not apply, quote, to a patently illegal order, such as one that directs the commission of a crime, unquote, while also prohibiting, again, a quote, contemptuous speech. The dispute between the Trump administration and Kelly, whose wife, Gabrielle Giffords, narrowly survived an attempted assassination in 2011 while she was meeting her congressional constituents, comes amid claims from Democrats that the Pentagon has issued illegal orders. Democrats allege that the purported illegal orders include sending military personnel to seal the U.S.-Mexico border and in carrying out deadly strikes on so-called fast boats in the Pacific and the Caribbean that the administration claims were carrying illegal narcotics. Elizabeth Beaumont of Middle Tennessee State University's Free Speech Center told the Associated Press that U.S. military regulations, quote, have been used to restrict political expression as well as other activities, unquote. The dispute also hits a nerve on the use of sedition after Trump supporters were accused of precisely that by carrying out a deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol on 6 January 2021, when the first of his two non-consecutive presidential terms ended in defeat to Joe Biden. Some of the mob members even called for the hanging of Mike Pence, Trump's vice president at the time, who oversaw a congressional session certifying Biden's victory in the 2020 election. Trump then granted presidential clemency to more than 1,500 Capitol attackers shortly after his second term began in January. In his remarks on Monday to Ms. Now about Trump and the video, Kelly said, quote, sending a mob to round me and the other folks up says a lot more about him than it says about me. Retired Air Force officer and Nebraska Republican Congressman Don Bacon offered some measure of calm to the political mudslinging, calling the Democrats' video, quote, unnecessary and foolish, unquote, but also drawing attention to the Pentagon's response with an insult over its formal Department of Defense name. Amateur hour once again at the Department of Dents, Bacon wrote on X. Bacon added that Kelly and his fellow Democrats in the video, quote, said don't follow illegal orders. That is the law, by the way, unquote. Good luck prosecuting someone who is quoting the law, Bacon continued. The administration should have just pointed out how dumb it was. And the threats look dumber. This is Michael McCusker. Joanne Rideout is engineer of this program. I end this program with a pearl of wisdom from Donald Trump to People magazine in 1998. If I were to run for the presidency, I would, as a Republican. They are the dumbest group of voters in the country. They believe everything on Fox News. I could lie and they'd still eat it up. I bet my numbers would be terrific. Remember this. Donald Trump is a convicted criminal who evades imprisonment while president. He is a wartime coward and a spoiled brat fascist wannabe attempting to dissolve democracy and be emperor of the USA and the Caribbean. In contrast to Trumpian dogma, he is, after all, and it cannot be said enough, an American Judas, as well as an insufferable jackass for all his imperialistic jingoism. Remember, he cowardly ducked the Vietnam draft claiming bone spurs. Trump is a disgrace to constitutional governance. Instead, truly a tyrant and a bully, and represents the dark, diabolical side of yin and yang. He is a disgrace to constitutional governance and tarnishes Yankee Doodle democracy.
You've been listening to A Story Told on KMUN, featuring Michael McCusker, journalist, activist, former firefighter, and Vietnam veteran. Michael has been sharing essays and poetry on A Story Told since 1987. For 30 years, he published the North Coast Times-Eagle newspaper out of his home in Astoria, Oregon. Michael currently shares his work and the works of other authors from his home on the Central Oregon coast. Join us here next week for A Story Told.